The mechanism by which angels are created is called projection. In psychology, we tend to use this term pejoratively as a synonym for hanging a subjective state on an object outside ourselves. Instead of being able to accept their own negative emotions, for example, people frequently project them onto others. Consider these familiar exchanges. I don't think you love me anymore. You're just projecting. Of course I do. There's a noise outside. I'm sure it's a burglar. You think every noise is something dangerous. You're just projecting. If I go to the party next week without losing 10 pounds, everyone will think I'm disgusting. Stop projecting. You look fine. Projection can get complicated. Muslim fundamentalists project a West that is corrupt, unholy, and decadent, while Christian fundamentalists project an Islam that is barbaric, fanatical, and godless in return. Projection also can be positive, as it is when a smitten lover sees nothing but perfection in the object of his love, although to friends and family, the beloved remains an ordinary creature of flesh and blood. Vedic rishis said that projection was the mechanism by which consciousness created reality. We are all familiar with the notion because the movie business depends entirely on projection. Projection is a recipe for turning the human into the superhuman and the natural into the supernatural. Here are some of its ingredients. Symbolism. Our projection must stand in for something deeper and more significant. Desire. Our projection must fulfill a wish or need that cannot be fulfilled directly. Fantasy. Our projection must operate in the realm where physical constraints don't hold sway. Myth and archetype. Our projection must be universal in meaning. Idealism. Our projection must connect us to higher values. These requirements can be met only in the consciousness of a creator. A fireman who rescues a child from a burning building isn't a hero. He's just a man in a fireproof coat who ran into flames as part of his job. Heroism is created by projecting the necessary ingredients. The fireman symbolizes a protecting father. He fulfills our desire to be rescued from peril. In fantasy, he's more powerful than the fire. He defeats it in personal combat. He fits the myth of the great warrior and the prince who rescues the maiden in distress. We idealize him as heroically masculine. Firemen don't just do a job. They live up to our most selfless ideals. Without projection, we wouldn't see firemen the way we do, and they wouldn't see themselves that way either. This is a good example of how we first create the projection and then participate in it. However, these superficial examples of projection hide a profound power inside all of us. Our entire culture has been built upon projection, and at this moment, you and I are continuing the process. Projection creates meaning. By themselves, events are meaningless until we give them value. Think of the many deaths we see on the television news. Some feel meaningless to us because they seem so remote. But if we attach value to a person, everything changes. Certain phrases, somebody's child, cancer victim, a soldier who loved his country, cause us to project a positive meaning. Other phrases, insurgent, escaped convict, gang member, flip meaning to the negative side.